Most American parents eventually have to confront what I'll carefully refer to as the Santa Claus conundrum. Parents of young children turn to each other just as it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go and ask, "Darling, what do we say about Santa Claus?" Now, you can vow to be the kind of parent who's candid about adoption, reproduction, and the Chicago Cubs' real chances to get into the World Series, but how do you explain that this Santa Claus couldn't be confirmed to a cabinet post without a lot of embarrassing questions about his credibility? Yet even if you're an avowed skeptic or a member of a faith that doesn't observe Christmas, you'd feel lousy about ruining the fun for others. I think there's much to be said for parents encouraging Santa Claus. It is immensely satisfying to fool a child. Whatever kind of adults they grow up to be, children are geniuses. You can child-proof, a hopeful phrase that, each and every drawer, toilet bowl, cabinet door, pointy edge, and electrical socket in your apartment. But if you set an 18-month-old child down blindfolded in the middle of the living room, within 2 minutes, they'll still find the one exposed socket you'd overlooked behind the dishwasher and will try to stick their small, wet fingers in it before you can catch them. Encouraging Santa Claus can also give a parent valuable points for generational confrontations ahead. When that day comes, your daughter hears something by Leonard Cohen or The Clash and asks, "I mean, how could you ever think that was music?" You can meet her gaze and remind her simply, "Santa Claus, Santa Claus." Actually, my wife and I didn't deliberate much before agreeing that we hope our daughter gives Santa Claus a chance. There's a lot to be said for children believing in mystery, unquestioning generosity, and imagination. I had a Nigerian-born cab driver in New York the other day who says that he and his wife take great pleasure in tucking their son into bed on Christmas Eve and asking if he can hear, in the distant screech of an elevated train, the scratch of reindeer hooves. "Go to sleep, child," they say, "so Santa can visit." I think it's good for children to know that even some guy in the North Pole knows about them, he says. I think it's nice for children to know there is an influential stranger out there who wants them only to be good. He doesn't care if they get good grades, play the piano, or score a winning goal. If children just try to be good and kind, there is a man on top of the world who will streak across the sky in the middle of the night and leave a gift for them while they sleep.